Thank you, Stuart. We are here in the Grace Dobson Studios, and we are excited to have our guests, the Carroll High School Madrigal Singers, here this morning. Thank you for joining us on radio and on Facebook Live. And I'm here with choir director Devin Davis. And how are you doing, Devin?
We are doing just fine. This is our fourth stop on a tour today. We were heading into Jones Elementary School in the afternoon and then Tom Brown Middle School after that. So places we've been already is School of Science and Technology Elementary School. We've been to Spahn South, and we've been, where else did we go besides that?
Clayburg
Bank, that's right, on Staple Street.
So I bet they loved it there at Spahn South and Clayburg Bank. So how many students have you brought with you this morning?
So today I have 18. Normally the group is 20. I had some went on vacation early, so that is the goal of, that's the plight of doing things the week before. Break, so it happens.
So, are there any special requirements to be a Madrigal singer?
So the Madrigals is an audition group, but they also sign a contract with me, so they have to adhere to the contract, or else it will be, or else they don't get invited back next year. But if you're a senior, then of course that doesn't apply to them, so.
Yeah.
But it is as the top group at Carroll is a traveling group. It's all over town. It's a long tradition at Carroll High School, which we are excited to bring to the new high school as well.
So they're like a satellite of the main or of the main choir?
No, they are their own group. It's just they are the ones that must participate in all Texas Music Educators Association events. They must participate in UIL. Solo and ensemble, concert sight reading. It's just I demand a lot of their time, so they have to be willing to meet that requirement.
Well, they all look great, and I love their tiaras and their holiday accoutrements. So what are y'all gonna
so we'll start with
today?
We'll start with the classic Carol the Bells, and then we'll continue into a Merry Christmas medley of just Christmas carols from years gone by, followed by several other works that we can talk about when we actually get to that point.
Okay.
But yes, we're going to start with Carol the Bells.
Okay, well, we can't wait.
Thank you.
Take it away. When the performers are not doing seasonal for Christmas, what are you all doing for the rest of the year?
So we do, in the fall, we have a fall concert, and then we are going to travel in January with Robert Ray's Gospel Mass and go try to recruit from our feeder middle schools with that. So we're going to try to invite all of the choir members there currently and anybody who's interested in high school choir to come view that. That is a 40-minute piece of music that's going to hopefully inspire the next generation to come and be in choir at Carroll.
Do you have a lot of seniors here?
I do. I think over half the group is seniors, so I need to refill a lot of people next year.
Okay.
So,
pressure's on.
Yes, the pressure is on. So I'm always looking for new singers, great singers. I've been through both Tom Brown and Grant Middle School. They have great talent over there. If I can just cultivate them and get them up into the high school level.
Did some of these guys come from that kind of a recruiting?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we have how many from Tom Brown? So several from Tom Brown, and then from Grant Middle School is even more.
So y'all heard him and just said, I got to be in that group.
Yes.
Right.
So, so then we'll be doing that. And then February 2nd is UIL Region Solo and Ensemble, where 34, this group and then 34 other members of the Carroll Choir will go to TAMU K and then audition to hopefully make it to Allstate in Austin Solo and Ensemble. So it is a long road ahead. We are busy, but we are glad to be busy and glad to sing.
Well, we love having you here. So what are you going to do next?
So next we will do our Merry Christmas Medley. It's by Greg Gilpin, who is this is a fantastic human being and arranger. I've had the privilege of meeting him twice, once in South Carolina, where I'm from, and then again at TMEA last year. So big fan of his work, and I think you will be too after hearing this.
Okay. That arrangement.
That was my favorite piece out of that whole thing. I don't know why, but the Holly and the Ivy has become one of my favorite Christmas carols because it's just such a great floating melody.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful arrangement.
And wonderful poetry too. Mm-hmm. Just it's how could you not be happy hearing
right.
those texts? So We love it.
So what's next on
So that? Next we're going to get a little more not so serious. So the next two pieces is one is Hot Chocolate from Polar Express. It's very much upbeat swing jazz. The next one after that, the Facebook Live viewers will get the benefit of seeing the choreography of it. But you listening at home, it's called Fruitcake. And basically, use your imagination on the text on what you think happens when you go to make a fruitcake. By the end of the song, you should kind of know how to make a fruitcake. So very silly, but very fun.
All right, let's get this started.
Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, hey, we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, so we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Here we only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking in a pot. Soon you got hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, hey, we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, so we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Here we only got one rule. Here we only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking in the pot. So we got hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, hey, we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, so we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot chocolate. Here we only got one rule. Here we only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking in the pot. So you got hot chocolate. Hot, hot, oh, we got it. Hot, hot, hey, we got it. Hot, hot, oh, we got it.
Hot chocolate!
Okay. fun. That was like a round, wasn't it?
Yeah, not the most impressive fugue, but not the most classical high art fugue, but very fun nonetheless.
Yeah. Perfect for the holiday.
Yes, indeed.
The hot chocolate and the fruitcake.
Which is funny.
Goes together.
The fruitcake song, would you believe if I told you that song is 50 years old? It has been around since late 60s.
Almost as old as me.
I did that one in high school, and I've been out of high school 15 years
really?
Now.
So I've never heard of it.
Right, and that's what the nice thing about coming from the outside in is I get to bring stuff like that I've done. It took a little convincing, as you can tell, because it's unbelievably silly. But once they got on board and started just embrace it, then they really made it their own. So I'm glad
they did great.
I'm glad they believed me when I said it was fun.
They put themselves into the performance.
That's right. So the next few selections we'll have are the more serious side. The next one is In December. In December is written by Jay Althaus. Very much a lovely melody. This one was also performed at the CCISD Holiday Showcase at Selena Auditorium a few weeks back. So we're going to...
By the Madrigals?
No, by the entire, all choir, high school choirs and CCISD sang this song at that performance.
Including these guys.
Including these guys, yes. So they're going to sing it for you, and then we're going to go continue more serious repertoire with Pavane for a Silent Night, which is orchestrated by Maurice Ravel. Just wonderful text, beautiful painting of pictures with sound. And then we will finish with good old Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
And are you going to have musical accompaniment for all these?
Yes, yes. So we're moving more, just more for the Christmas season, away from a cappella stuff, because Christmas music sounds better with more orchestration to it, in my opinion, right? So you can have plenty of, you can sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing or Ding Dong Merrily on High with a cappella, but if you just add that little extra to it, piano, it just makes it that much more engaging.
More
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, here we
Take
go.
Take it away.